Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2017. With me today, I have a full house. First up, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am good, man. It's an exciting week.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Jeff Butts, how are you?
What up? I'm doing great.
Awesome. So glad you're here. And Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am splendid. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I'm so glad all of you are here, especially because I have no doubt you're going to have some great perspective for me today. Also, we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is iMazing, which seems very timely considering iOS 11 is about to drop any day now. So we'll talk about them soon, but we just kind of need to jump right into all this. All right, so here's the deal. Over the weekend, the link for the Gold Master, meaning the final shipping version of iOS 11, was leaked out to a couple websites. And what that means is that people were able to start sifting through the code and find all these things that presumably were going to be announced or are going to be announced at Apple's Let's Meet at Our Place media event, which is tomorrow, September 12th. So we know a lot more about what to expect, and so Apple isn't going to have that for a surprise, at least for us, since we know about this stuff. And I'm really curious, considering people are like freaking out on the internet about this, what do you guys think?
Well, let's just start with the fact that none of us have any right to be freaking out about this. Like, this is what, I mean, this is what this whole little industry of sites and social media that follows Apple does, including some of the people who are cheerleading the freaking out. I'm looking at John Gruber in particular. He leaks from the top all the time. He gets information from the top of Apple that they want to leak through him. We don't know that.
We know that Gruber gets information. Every conversation I've had with him publicly and privately has made it clear that his best sources are in the rank and file, and that's the term he uses.
Hmm. Well, okay, we know that Apple does control leaks, and there have been a couple of things on Daring Fireball that, to me, I'm comfortable saying probably came from the top and because Apple wanted to get the information out. But to Dave's point, we don't necessarily know that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm left saying, oh man, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
In fact, maybe do the opposite, because it's more work for me. It's more stuff for me to write about. But I've got readers who don't like it. I got a tweet just 3 days ago. A reader said, I miss the good old days when these things were kept under wraps until the official announcement. These piecemeal leaks spoil it somehow.
I find that
Has that ever been the case?
What
Has
good old days are they the talking about?
That's what I don't know.
Okay. All right. There was a time in the early 2000s and even maybe the late 1990s when Apple under Steve Jobs could surprise us. There was in fact a time and at the very least the leaks would only come out in the day or two sometimes before whatever kind of announcement event Apple was doing,
kind of like this one.
But here's the thing though. We talk about this all the time. The only thing that Apple can keep secret is something that is being developed entirely in-house and being made entirely in-house.
Right.
Like their operating systems?
Which is almost nothing anymore.
Right. But to Jeff's point, the operating system is that, right? It is developed in-house, it is maintained in-house, and it is controlled in-house. And this...
But it's also released publicly.
Well, but not the GM.
But not this GM.
Yeah. Right. And they've always done this where they hold some things back that are related to either new devices or new features that they want to announce. and it doesn't appear in the developer or consumer testing. I don't want to say it doesn't appear in testing. Obviously they test it internally, but this actually reminds me of the old days. I don't necessarily want to call them the good old days or the bad old days, but I will say that when I saw this on Friday night, I thought, oh yeah, okay. So this is somebody inside Apple that is just working there, but not drinking the Kool-Aid, and is really happy to be that source to, you know, and it was 9to5 Mac and Mac Rumors. It appears that they're the only sites that this particular person or people, you know, I have no idea who it came from. But this leak was directed to those two sites. And it very much reminded me of the old days where Mac Week, which we all fondly called Mac Leak, it was a print publication, big monster thing that came out every week. And they would offer you a Mac Week mug if you sent them in a viable tip.
Mm-hmm.
And like there were people that had their Mac Week mugs and used them with pride.
Yeah, it was a badge of honor.
It was totally a badge of honor.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it could be argued that Mac Week or I guess it was Mac Publishing that ran it at that point. But anyway, could be argued that they were culpable in paying people for information and violating an NDA and all of that. But that aside, this is exactly what this felt like. I don't think 9to5. And when I'm saying that aside, I have no reason to believe that 9to5 Mac or Mac Rumors offered to pay for this information or anything like that, or offered any sort of compensation. I think that this person just decided, I want to leak it. Those are the sites that publish this kind of stuff. Here you are, guys. Thanks. And that was it. And, you know, this does remind me of the old days.
That was before Steve Jobs came back, mostly. Before Steve
Correct,
Jobs
but there
back.
Was mm-hmm. there was it even with Steve, right? I mean,
it continued with Steve.
The culture of secrecy breeds this kind of thing. But what perhaps is different is we had a period of time where most, I'm certainly not going to say all, but most of the people working at Apple were bought in to the vision of secrecy. Mm-hmm. And now we're, and I think always we've got some people that weren't, but the people in positions of power in terms of being able to leak this stuff were in position. We're bought into that culture of secrecy. And now we've kind of got some people that are there that aren't bought into that. Maybe they're a little disgruntled. Maybe they prioritize their favorite website over their employer.
It could be a vanity thing.
It could be a vanity. Like, I did that. Like, look at me. Woo. I've got the secret.
Bare minimum, it's carelessness on Apple's part.
Yeah,
because why on God's green earth would that software be on a publicly accessible web server?
Dave, you brought up an interesting idea.
So, right. So this is, yes, they attempted, and perhaps for a long time have successfully used security by obscurity. Like, we'll make it publicly available, but it's going to have a URL that nobody's going to guess at, and we're not going to link it from anywhere. I get that. Let's just say that Apple's in good company choosing that at times as a path. It doesn't mean it's the best path. But when you're trying to test how, say, an iOS 10 phone is going to update to iOS 11, you could put a profile in that is a secret profile that not everybody gets that mm-hmm. points to this particular URL. And then it's like a normal upgrade, right? There's no passwords to be entered, nothing that the average consumer in 2 weeks or whenever iOS 11 is released, right? I mean, I get why you would choose to do this, but obviously there are risks, and here we are.
Yeah. Okay.
And also speaking to this issue of the good old days, I make this point every time because I think it's incredibly important to remember for anyone who follows Apple, there are millions of hands and millions of eyeballs involved in making anything that Apple is about to announce. Apple's been making whatever iPhones they're about to ship for months.
Yeah.
And when you have that many people involved in this doesn't even count the people that are making parts for these things.
Right.
Someone is going to leak, and there is money flowing in the East in Apple supply chain. There is money flowing to managers and rank and file people, whatever, from Wall Street and from publications alike, mm-hmm. looking for this information. And, yeah. And lastly, Apple itself is part of its stock and trade is secrecy. And when you make secrecy part of your allure, you are inviting people to do this. I'm not saying that it justifies any kind of illegal activity. I'm not saying it justifies breaking an NDA, but this is what you get when you do what Apple does. You cannot have one without the other. Right. And I cannot countenance people getting high and mighty upset about this stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been following Apple since 1997. I don't remember these good old days that this reader is talking about. I've always seen leaks for as long as I've been following Apple.
I have a hypothesis on the good old days.
Okay.
The good old days are the times before you as an individual started looking closer to see what information is leaking.
Good point.
And before that point, in your mind, there are no leaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it happened, and there's a group that will be disappointed because spoilers. And then I think the wider Apple market will not have any problem with this because they won't even realize it happened. They're just going to hear through their other news sources that there's new iPhones out and
yeah, this is an echo chamber kerfuffle.
Yes, it is. So, hey, there's more I want to talk about. So I first want to start with our sponsor today, which is iMazing. And I think it's so timely that iMazing is our sponsor this week because iMazing is an app that you run on your computer so that you can back up your iOS device. So your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch. And what's great about this is that instead of being like the iTunes backup thing or the iCloud backup thing where it just kind of happens and it's this very binary, you've got the whole thing or not. With iMazing, you can take control over what it is that gets backed up, when it's getting backed up, and when it comes time to restore, then you can restore everything or just what you want. And that's really important right now because we're about to have the official release of iOS 11. It's coming in a few days. We don't know exactly when, but, you know, week or two. It's going to be out. And when it rolls out, if you want to make sure that you are safe, just in case something goes horribly wrong with the upgrade on your device to iOS 11, you need iMazing because it's going to handle the backup for you before you make that update. And if something goes wrong, it's going to make it so you can roll back. Plus it's already iOS 11 compatible. So once you've gone to iOS 11, you can still keep doing your backups and have that peace of mind of knowing that all your files are going to be safe. So here's what you need to do. You need to head over to their website so that you can get your own copy. And that's imazing.com/TDO. imazing.com/TDO. And when you go to that link, you're going to be able to download iMazing for your Mac or PC. And then you're also going to be able to get 20% off, which is a really sweet deal. And that applies not just to an individual license, but if you're doing like a family group license thing, 20% off. So head over to their website, imazing.com/TDO, and do like me. Make sure you have a good backup before you jump into a new operating system. And I use iMazing for my backup, and you should too. iMazing.com/TDO. Thank you, iMazing. All right. So as long as we're here talking about tomorrow's event, what are you guys expecting Apple to tell us come tomorrow? And Jeff, since you're the newcomer – relatively speaking, out of all of us for mm-hmm. Apple events. Let's start with you.
I think the most exciting thing I'm looking at, because it's been evolving beyond what the trusted analysts have said will happen, is the third watch.
So Apple Watch Series 3?
Yep. We've known for a while that it's going to have LTE capability, mm-hmm. but one of the most trusted voices in analysis, Ming-Chi Kao, didn't believe that it would have voice calling capability.
And that's where I am too. Data only, like iPad models.
I thought that too, but if you take a look at the watch app in iOS 11 GM, there's a new complication that looks like a telephone handset.
That's interesting. What mm-hmm. if it's something so that you can remotely control the phone? Like, instead of saying,
that's where I am.
Call that could Brian, be. I can now type a phone number on my watch.
That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. But it could also mean that we are going to have those standalone calling features that we didn't think would be there before.
So,
because right next to it.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, right next to it, there's a navigation icon, and then there's a signal meter below it.
So I have a thought about this this phone thing, because there's been, you know, beginning late last week and then, you know, kind of obviously stewing through the weekend. There's been discussion about how this will share your phone number that your iPhone has,
right?
Even when your iPhone is not anywhere nearby. Now, from a technological standpoint, that's obviously doable, right?
Yeah.
You just assign two SIM cards to the same number.
It's just software switching.
Yes. The question is, what carrier has modified their system in time to make this happen this month? Because
apparently Verizon has.
Yeah, right. I mean, will it only roll out with Verizon support? Right. Is this going to be carrier specific for this?
Yeah, we don't know that yet.
No, but this is new. Like there is no way that I know of that I can go and say, hey, give me my tablet on the same phone number as my iPhone. Yes, right. You can set up the calling to sync between the two and all that, but that's happening on Apple's end, right? That your phone, your tablet still has a different phone number assigned to it, mm-hmm. even if it's only data. And so this is like, it's a big deal to upgrade, you know, a carrier's infrastructure to do this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very curious to see how that rolls out. And which carrier or carriers are going to support it out of the gate. And I think you're right. It's either got to be Verizon or AT&T. It's not going to be Sprint or T-Mobile. They're too second tier to be considered for right. something like this.
Yeah. I mean, well, and we don't know for a fact that Verizon has made those changes. All we know is right. that Verizon let the cat out of the bag and said, hey, look, we're going to have LTE capability on the Apple Watch Series 3.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. All right. So good news. We still have a surprise coming on Tuesday, because we don't know what the LTE support is really going to be until right. Apple announces it. All right. So there
now,
you go.
Have you heard about the two new colors that are supposedly coming in the Apple Watch?
No. Tell me about the new colors.
Blush gold and ceramic gray. And I haven't come across any pictures of them yet. There's just a hint of them in the firmware.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ceramic gray is interesting. Blush gold sounds horrific to me. But, you know, well, everybody's mileage will vary.
Blush gold, I believe, is going to be that coppery color that
yeah.
we've been seeing floating around.
It's also interesting. I believe that's a variety of apple the fruit.
Huh. Well, it wouldn't be the first time Apple the Fruit has shown up in product names.
Yeah.
No.
I would have thought the blush gold would have been a little more pale than that. But yeah, whatever. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So we're pretty much out of time. So am I safe in rounding out the product announcements we're expecting by saying iPhone 8, which is what the iPhone 7S and 7S Plus are going to be called, iPhone 10, which will be the OLED iPhone,
yep,
4K Apple TV,
which will make John Martellaro deliriously happy.
Yep, we're going to have to strap him down tomorrow to keep him under control. And then the new Apple Watch. That sounds like our announcements for tomorrow?
Yep.
All right. Well, then with that, we are out of time. So, Dave, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jeff, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
And Brian, thank you too.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff. Thanks for having us.
It's been great to have all of you on the show today. And then also thank you to iMazing for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, iMazing.com/TDO. Get 20% off your copy of iMazing. Take care of those backups for your iOS devices before you install iOS 11. And then know that once you've made that transition, iMazing still has your back. iMazing.com/TDO. Listeners, I'm so glad that you're here. And just so you know, we'll be recording tomorrow's show after the media event, because recording it before just didn't seem like a smart idea. So Tuesday's show will be a little bit later because of the media event. Thanks for being here. We will see everyone tomorrow.